his right ear.
Okay. What if he was left-handed?
Behind his left ear.
Okay. if somebody's mumbling, you might say, take that chewing gum out of your
mouth.
Okay. And you might say he had a chicken bone stuck in his
throat.
Yeah. You wear a tie around your
neck.
And what do you call this part of your neck right here?
I don't know.
Okay.
Your Adam's apple.
Okay. You have the dentist look at your
teeth.
Okay, and he might say he needs to fill that
tooth.
Okay. And the dentist might say you're taking pretty good care of your teeth, but you better pay more attention to your
gums.
Okay. And you might say you can hold that baby bird in the
palm of your hand.
Okay. And somebody got mad and doubled up both
fists.
Okay. And he shook his
fist
at one. Okay, man. When people get old, they complain they're getting stiff in their
shoulders
or
joints.
Okay. The other part of a man's body would be his
torso.
Okay, or another word,
trunk.
Okay. If you get hit with a baseball right here, you get hit in the
In the chest.
Okay. That happened to me one time. One too many. You might say of a man, he sure has got broad
shoulders.
Okay. They measure the height of a horse in
hands.
Okay. And you have a right and a left
hand.
Okay. And you might say the pain ran from his heel all the way up his
leg.
Okay. And at the end of your leg is your
foot.
And you've got 2 feet. Okay. You might say I stumbled over a box in the dark and bruised my
shin.
Okay. Say somebody's shooting marbles or something like that, and they have to get down, I'll show you, like this, you say you're getting down on your
haunches.
Okay, and what would you call that position?
Squatting.
Okay, or you have to down.
Squat down.
Okay, would you ever say hunker down?
No.
Okay. If somebody's been sick a while, but he's up and around now, but he still looks a little
tired.
Okay. Any other?
Peek it.
Okay. How would you say he felt?
He felt badly.
Okay. Crash. If a man is real big and muscular and athletic, you'd say he's very
strong.
Okay. Is there another word you might use? Especially if he was sort of short and maybe a little overweight, you'd say, look at that short man.
Stocky.
Okay, or another word for stocky. You might use this word of describing a strong drink. Was it good?
Stout.
Okay. Would you use the word stout in describing the taste of butter that's turned bad?
No.
Okay. Some person who always has a smile on his face and never loses his temper, you'd say he's mighty
happy.
Okay. Anything else? Say there's a teenager and he's all arms and legs, you know, can't walk through the house without breaking something, running into something. You'd say he's at that age.
Awkward.
Okay. A person who keeps on doing things that just don't make any sense, you